Okay, so what we saw last week was that Tosfos here, the Gemara had been talking about the preparation of these birds, the trapping, muksa problems, etc. But in that context, the Gemara had said that if you find these birds, if they're tied up, so you can't take them because of gezel. Now Rashi had assumed that you actually did a masa kinyan, you picked them up, you did something to acquire them, and Tosfos says, no, you looked at them, or you did something. He was involved with them and he looked at them. It's not entirely clear what he means. But it raises the question of can you, in fact, acquire something by looking at it? So we noted that this is a very strange sugya, because besides for this sugya over here, there are four Gemara and Bava Metzia. The first Gemara and Bava Metzia, not just the first Gemara on the page, but the first Gemara Bava Metzia, the beginning of the Masechta, says very clearly that there was a hava amina, that you could have acquired something by looking at it, and it's rejected, because again, then you had a Gemara on Daf Tet, which discusses a person riding on an animal who sees a lost object and asks someone to pick it up for him, and then the person picks it up for him and says, ha, I'm taking it for myself. And the Gemara says that works, which implies that looking at something doesn't acquire it, because if looking at it would have acquired it, then the first guy would have acquired it, and the second guy therefore wouldn't have the ability to steal it from him, or not steal it, to take it in his place. On Daf Yud, the Gemara said that if someone tackles something, so he also is in Kone, he also doesn't acquire it, and the Gemara says, why not? Let him acquire it through it being within his four amos. So the Gemara says, he didn't intend to acquire it through his Dalet Amos. But again, the simple implication of all those three Gemaras is that you can't acquire something by looking at it. And then you have the Gemara in Kuf Yud-Chet, which is a three-way machlokas in the context of Shemitah. The case was that on Shemitah, we still need to bring the Karban Omer, and therefore we need grain. And we want the grain to belong to the Mikdash when it is brought. So how do you do that? So you had two positions in the Gemara. You had the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim say that you hire someone from the funds of the Beis HaMikdash to guard the wheat, the barley, to guard the grain, and the grain is used for the Karban. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, people can volunteer their time and then give over the grain to the community. And there were three positions in the Gemara of how to explain this machlokas. The Gemara, the first position, assumed that everyone agrees that looking at something, at least when it's ownerless, is sufficient to acquire it. The machlokas, the first position of the Gemara is that they're arguing about whether looking at something is kona, looking at something is an act of acquisition. Tanakama says it is, and therefore, if you would appoint a guard, if you wouldn't appoint a guard would volunteer. So then while he's volunteering and he's watching the stuff, it will become his. And then he would have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and that would be a problem. Because we want it to belong to the Beis HaMikdash originally. And Rabbi Yossi says it's not a problem, because by looking at it, he doesn't acquire it. And therefore, the Tzibor can then come and take it on their behalf. That was the first position. The second position was that everyone agrees that looking at something does acquire it. And therefore, everyone agrees that the guard, by simply watching it, it's now become his. The question is, when he gives it to the Beis HaMikdash, are we worried that he won't give it over wholeheartedly? Are we not worried about that? But everyone agrees that it's his. The only question is, did he then bequeath it successfully to the Beis HaMikdash? And the third position is that everyone agrees looking at something does not acquire it. The question is, are we worried about armed robbers, exactly, breaking into the field to steal the grain, in which case we think that a volunteer will say, you know what, I'm a nice guy, but ad kan, but if he's paid, he'll actually stand up to them. Are we worried about that or not? So what you have is this bizarre situation. You have three Gemarot, one which explicitly says that looking at something is not an act of acquisition, two which imply that it's not an act of acquisition, and then a third which says either everyone agrees it is, everyone agrees it isn't, or they argue along this axis. So what do we do with this, with all this information? Now, you could have said, look, it's fine. By the end of the Gemara and Bava Metzia, The third position in the Gemara and Kavamitzia is that nobody thinks you can acquire something by looking. So maybe that whole discussion is only in the level of the Havamina, and the first three Gemara and Kavamitzia were just the Maskana, that by the end, nobody thinks you can acquire anything by looking at it. Okay, and that's it, right? The Gemara in Kof Yudched is a bunch of mental gymnastics, but it doesn't matter. So by the end, the Maskana, which is reflected in Beis, Tes, and Yud, is that it doesn't work, which is a bit odd, just because the Gemara in Beis doesn't just say it doesn't work. The Gemara is like, there was no Hav, I mean, it couldn't be. Right? No one ever thought. But it could be, yeah.
What is the swear around that?
Ah, so we haven't even gone to the swear, right? So we've only gotten to the evidence, right? Now, the simple reason...
There's a difference between the Tosfos and the Gemaras.
The Tosfos here. In Beitza, you mean?
Well, yeah, this isn't... No, I mean the Tosfos here in Babasiyah.
That's we haven't even gone to the Tosfos Bava Metzia.
Well, isn't that the one where we have the Havamina?
We haven't even gone to any Tosfos. Last week we only did the Gemaras.
Excuse me, the Gemara and Bava. The Gemara, the last Gemara and Bava Metzia. There's a difference between the other three.
Because?
Well, if you look at the one, the third one, let's say, it says that he's done something to show that he doesn't want to kone et bariya. Right? By falling on it, he's done something.
You mean the Gemara and Daf Yud, yeah.
Right, where he falls on it, that tells us that he's not Konaria, right?
Correct. So we noted that with that same svara, you could parry at least number two, right? You could say the same thing is true of the guy riding on the horse who says to his friend, get that for me, because it implies he wants to get it, right? In order to acquire it, he wants it in his hands. He doesn't want to look at it, right?
Konaria works.
Right, meaning, like I said, you could parry that one, right? I said you have one explicit. Daf Beis says it doesn't work. Daf Tess and Yud can both be pushed away by saying, okay, it's very nice, but maybe it just didn't work because he didn't want it to work.
But in the first two bubbles here, there are conflicting people who want to make a kid. Right? Here you've got, he says, he's riding on a horse, he says, go get it for him. They're both interested in making a kid one way or the other. So then maybe Kinyari doesn't work. The same thing with Zemar and Yud. You have two people conflicting. Here with the Shomer, there's nobody else trying to make a Kenyan on the
right. So let's outline some of the differences. Right, one of the differences is yes, Gemara 1, 2, and 3 all assume that there's a conflict, and that's the whole point. The first Gemara in is Ani Mitzatzia, right? The second Gemara is the person on the horse who wants it and the person who takes it, and the third one is the guy who tackles it and the second guy. So yes. And the last Gemara, there is no such thing. There's also a distinction, which may or may, you know, at first glance could or could not be important, which is the verb used, ro'eh or habit, right? Which is different, right? Which could be different levels of intensity of looking, right? Right? Ro'eh is to see, habit is to look, right? There may be a difference between in it sort of an intentional look guarding, right? There could be that, you know, mere looking doesn't work.
Would be more habata, right?
Right, habata would be more, and that's right. Really, the Gemara in Kof Yudchet, where it works, is talking about habata. Yeah. So it could be that you could suggest that maybe more intense looking works, and Rashi and Tosfos, to be fair, in Beitza doesn't say re'iya; he says habata.
That's action. Habata is action, and re'iya is passive.
Right, and that's what you could say, right? That you know, Ria is having seen, and Habata is looking, right? There's something more active, and you could say, look, Kinyan, acquisition needs some sort of act. Now, looking is not like an act, but looking with intent is more intensive than you happen to see it.
How would you differentiate them? Like you see, it comes to base, and it says, I was Havata, that wasn't real.
Look, we do distinguish in areas of Allah. It's true, it's hard to prove. But in halacha we do, right? Meaning we do this by arayos, right? We distinguish between histaklus, right, which we assume, right. Or ri'iya, right? Ri'iyas erva, we assume is you happen to, right? Histaklut, we assume, is intentional looking, which is more problematic than ri'iya. So that may be the issue, right? Maybe that that the esod of kinyanim is that something intentional and active has to be going on, and there's different types of looking. You know, we could come up with different distinctions, right? We could assume, and this was already, you know, a bit, we saw in our Tosfos that it was a bit unclear. Tosfos said, Habata kona behefker ho misaseku behen ktsas. Right? He assumes that maybe Habata doesn't really mean Habata. Right? Habata means Habata plus is askus ktsas. Habata means I was looking at it like I was tending to it, right? That's really what it means. It sounds like it means looking, but it doesn't really mean looking. It means looking and tending, right? Maybe you could just read it in that really, you're right, mere looking isn't a kinyan. What's assumed is that looking after, maybe that's a better word, that habata is looking after, tending to, so there is some sort of physical act or something.
You could use the English terms, a glance.
Well, so that's the first thing we said. Maybe, but Tosa seems to imply even more, that it's not just looking versus glancing or seeing, right? He says it's looking after. Habata is misasik behen ksas. There's an action involved, right? Maybe not on the thing itself, but you're sort of,
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe it's time related?
Maybe.
10 seconds, or you know, 5 seconds, or
maybe
seconds.
Just when he looks at, say, the bird or something like that, he really does something to it.
Well, that's what Tosas implies here,
right?
Right. Tosas is asik ben ksas, so maybe that's the difference. That the Gemara
in Kufil Chet, and he does something,
right? And the it's very possible that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says in Kufil Chet that you mean you're guarding something. When you're guarding something, you're not just looking at it,
right?
There might be some sort of action component, and maybe that's the difference, right? These are all possibilities. So let's see what the Rishonim had to say.
In our case, weren't you tying something on the bird?
Yes.
Okay, so there's actually something to indicate.
Well, I assume that's right, and I assume that's what Tosa is getting at. And it's not usually enough, because normally a kinyan, tying something isn't anything. You need to pick it up. Tosa is saying, but he calls it habata. He calls it looking. But again, this may be evidence of what I just said in the Kofiuch has, that maybe habata doesn't mean just looking. It means looking plus a nominal act, which is not normally a kinyan, but in this case it will be.
Okay. I mean, the other way of looking, a possible way of looking at it, is we mentioned before the prompt habata, or looking at something, is you don't know if someone else is looking at it. The extra act of tying something on it indicates you were the first person to do the kinyan by looking at it.
I mean, possibly, right? Because someone could have looked at it and not tied it.
Tough luck.
Okay, but that again, that's only tough luck if you assume that looking wasn't enough.
It's... Okay, well...
And that's the point, meaning...
It's an argument of who looked first.
Correct.
Is tying it mean to...
Right, and that may be what Tosus is getting at. So, but that's the but this is really the problem everyone's dealing with. And again, the theoretical possibilities to deal with are either the difference between level of looking, assuming that maybe not all looking doesn't include an action, maybe some include these minimal actions, tying its legs or something like that. That's one level of problems and solutions. The other one is to figure out, okay, well, if you think that looking would work, why would it work? I mean, isn't the normal halacha that we find in Kedusha and that we find in Bava Basra, that places above Metziah as well, that kinyan is a kinyan, right? You need Hagbah, Meshicha, Mesira, all these physical actions. There's a list. There's a set list. And even tying something's legs, it's not in that list either. Okay, so what do we say? So if you look at 6, Rashi... On the first Gemara Bava Metziah says as follows: Ba'alma diksani mitzasiya mikol makom sheshaninu shamotze mitziya kina'a. Whenever I see that the Gemara says that someone who found an object acquired it, hava amina de mitziya kani lemishasriya. I might have thought that acquiring it, that you acquired it from when you saw it, de lo ashminan shum tana de lo kani le ela b'hagba lahach ashminan hach mishnei seira. Said because until now, no one had ever said that you can't acquire something unless you pick it up. And therefore, we needed an extra Mishnah. Right? So Rashi just says, look, why does the Gemara have a Hav? I mean, because no one had ever said it, which is weird. Because, as we just pointed out, the simple implication of Daf Tes and Daf Yud is that it doesn't work. But Rashi just says, okay, no one ever said it didn't work. So the Rishva says, Perish, v'lo be'inan agbah. Clearly what the Gemara says, when the Gemara raises the possibility that looking at something acquires it, is that you don't need to pick it up. And Tosa says, so now the Ritva adds something. He said, no. But, let's be careful. Why would the Gemara even think that looking at something wouldn't work? Even if the Gemara is going to reject it, why would you think that looking at something works? Don't we have explicit Gemaras that say the way you acquire things, Hagbah, Meshicha, Mesira, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Picking things up, dragging them, handing them over, all those things. Why would you even think you could acquire something by looking? So the Deva notes, well, one second. The classic discussions in the Gemara of kinyanim, of acquisition, all deal with buying and gifts and things like that. The common denominator between all of them is
one person gives
one person to another, which means that if you think about it, I'm going to spell out the Ritva a little bit here. Every act of kinyan, or most act of kinyan, there's two components to it. One is I have to remove it from somebody's possession, and the other thing is then I have to bring it into my possession. The Ritva says, you know why the fact that the Gemara in Bava Basra tells you that you need Hagba Mashicha and Mesira, or the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you need those kinyanim, that doesn't prove in our case that you can't acquire something by looking at it? Because maybe what the Gemara thought is that you only need to pick something up to acquire it if it belongs to somebody else. Because I need a strong act to remove it from somebody else's property and put it into mine. But what's the common denominator between, let's say, Daf Beis or Daf Kuf Yud Ches, or to be fair, our Gemara in Beitza, Chaf Hei, and Tosa says this explicitly, is that it's Hefker. Which means that only half of the role of Kinyan is necessary here. Meaning, I only need to take it, I only need to put it into my rishos, into my possession, but I don't need to take it from somebody else. So the Ritva says, you know why you might have thought, in the end he rejects it, but he says, you know why, he just notes, no one ever said, even as a Havamina, that if I was buying something, I could buy it by looking at it. Because if you need to accomplish two things, you need to remove it from somebody's position and put it into mine, seeing doesn't do it. The only time you can entertain the possibility that it works is where there's nobody else who I need to take it from. It's ownerless. Because if it's ownerless, right, it's a neutral zone. All it needs is for someone to lay claim to it. Right? And laying claim to something that no one else has a claim to is much easier than laying claim to something that you need to first remove a legal status from. And that's what he says. Kevin she'ein la dasa cheres makne. De'mekach u'be'memkor de'mimashich ha'agbah. Right? No one ever entertained the possibility that by a sale you don't need pulling or lifting. Everyone knows you do, because you have to claim property. Now, sometimes we actually find the opposite in the Gemara, that selling is easier, because on the one hand, it's harder because you have to remove it from somebody's possession and put it into somebody else's possession. On the other hand, by a sale, there's somebody else to remove it for you, right? Meaning, the guy who's selling it is also giving it to you.
Transferring it.
Right? There's a transference, there's an active component from somebody else. Right, so sometimes that acts as a kula, but in this case, the Ritva says the reason that the Gemara entertains this possibility is because of this, it's only accomplishing half of what a normal kinyan has to do. Then he continues. Ha'ave amina ba'alma diktani vatsibari akanile. So, perish Rashi's al. Delo ashminan shum dana delo kanile ele bahagba. Right, Rashi said, no one says you can't do it. The Hikshua loved Bitosvos. Tosvos said to him, what do you mean no one ever said it doesn't work? The Gemara in Daftes says it doesn't work. I gave you the Ritva summary of Tosvos because it's much clearer and more succinct than Tosvos himself. I gave you one line from Tosvos in 8, but I just put the Ritva for it. He says, so Tosvos says, what do you mean no Mishnah ever said it? The Mishnah Mifureshet he bepirkin. It's not just like some random Mishnah. It's later in the same paragraph, the first paragraph of Amitzia. Namely, Ra'as Amitzia, V'amr al-Chaveru Tanali, Natlav, Amr al-Nizachiti, Bazachaba. Right? The case of the guy riding the horse, he asks his friend to pick it up. The friend picks it up and says, haha, I took it for myself. It works. Amal lokani biriya sharehu levada raza trila. Which should tell you that looking doesn't work because the guy riding on the horse saw it first. We know he did. He's the one who told the guy on the ground, do me a favor and pick it up for me. But the guy who actually picked it up owns it. So the Ritva said, so how is Rashi going to parry? And how is Rashi going to defend himself? He said, v'nir d'lo kashal Rashi. Zal Rashi said, big deal, not a problem. Dahachi kamar, dahi shayde dektane tana, dahacha ani mitzatzia akati lashmin shum tana demetzia lo mikni beriya. Right? He just says, simple. That's a later Mishnah. There is a Mishnah that tells you it, but it's the next Mishnah. Don't worry about it. Eventually, there will be Mishnayos that tell you that looking at things don't work, but that didn't happen yet. It's the next Mishnah. V'zeh bar ma'od. The Rizal Pirish, the Avagadav Shemishan Tana, the Haidina, Lekaman, Nichlem Isne Hacha Agav Urche, the Hacha Urche de Tana. The Re just said, look, you're right, there's another Mishnah that says it, but you wanted to teach it twice. Okay, so that's a very sort of technical way of defending Rashi. Fine. But the truth is, what?
He's pretty confident.
Yeah, he just said whatever.
I'm not so confident in his answer, but he's...
Okay, it's a very technical one.
Yeah.
But let's say we can defend him on Daf Tes and Daf Yud. We suggested some other defenses. Right, like in that case, because he'd asked someone to pick it up for him, it was clear he didn't want to acquire it by looking at it or something like that. The bigger problem is Kofyud Ches, right? Meaning Daf Tes, Daf Yud. That's you know, Hamilchama Ktana, right? That's a big deal, right? Hamilchama Gdola. Every time I say this phrase, it's funny. You'll find this in Sfaradi Rishonim, right? Yatsanu min Hamilchama Ktana la Milchama Gdola, but it's a quote from the Quran. Right, that's oh, really? It's just a phrase in Arabic, but it's from the Quran. That's where it comes from, right? Anyways, it's very funny. Okay, I mean, I can't say it in Arabic, but that is where it comes from.
You have to ask about the Quran.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll ask him. But the big battle, it's Kofyud Ches, right? I mean, very nice. Daf Kofyud Ches says explicitly, Habata behefker kani. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, so Tosfos says an 8. Okay, I get it. I can knock off this, but there's a big problem. I don't like Rashi. Because Rashi says, you know what, maybe someone thought that looking at something is Kona. I mean, it turns out it isn't, but maybe someone thought it is. But according to Rashi and Tosfos, everyone has to deal with the problem. What about Kofyud Ches, where the Gemara says it does work? At least according to some Shito. So he answers, V'hadam rinu m'perga b'ayis v'haliyah, habad v'efgar kani, hainu sh'asa ma'isa koldehu, kigon sh'gadar, geder, katan. So Tosfos answers, as he does in Beitza, and says, no. The solution is, you're right. No one thinks that looking works. Looking doesn't mean looking. Looking means that... Now, looking means looking plus tending to. Now, why do we call it looking? Because he didn't do the big three kinyanim. He didn't do Agba, Meshicha, Mesira. What he did instead was looking after, right? In English, he tended to. He looked after something. He did actions like we see in our Gemara and Beitza. He tied his legs. In the case in Bava Metzia, he made a little fence. But what Tosfos doesn't spell out is there still is a chiddush here. Namely, it still only works by hefker. Right? Even if you think that habata means not looking, habata means tending to, or in our case, it means tying the legs of the chicken or whatever, it's still not a formal maisa kinyan, and it still only works with hefker, and here we have to come back to the Ritva. Again, so let's say it isn't just looking. You still have a problem. Why do we allow you by Hefker to suffice with a lower kinyan that doesn't work anywhere else? Again, back to the Ritva. Because since it's Hefker, you're not removing it from somebody's property. And if you're not removing it from someone's property, all you need to do is assert control. And asserting control, right? Lidugma, this is planting a flag. Right? Planting a flag is not a... Right? No one would think that if someone came over to my house and took a flag and put it in my property, that suddenly my property has magically become his.
Hey, countries acquired continents like that.
Well, I know, but they didn't. Well, they claimed that would be only because they thought no one owned them, right? That's exactly. They thought it was Hefker because they didn't discount all the people who lived here, right? But that's the whole.
They hadn't invented indigenous population.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But what's the vort? Yeah, because why did countries think that planting a flag worked? Because they thought no one was there, or they didn't care about the people who were there. Yeah. So therefore, what did they say? It's very... If no one owns it, all I need to do is lay claim to it. And that's enough. No one would think that I could come into your house, if I actually respected you and your property and your ownership, I wouldn't think I could just come in, right? So, you know, if England wanted, you know... When all the European countries were fighting each other over Europe, everyone understood that simply planting a flag did nothing. Right, you had to kill the other side into submission, and then you could take their property because they understand you take something from an owner, you need an intense act. You take it from nobody's out in America. Leave alone the fact that there were people here. Big deal, right? You plant a flag, right? But that's exactly the point. Is that Tosfos is saying, look, no one thinks looking works, but even this low level act, moving the chicken's legs, tying the legs, making a little. We can call it looking, because it's not looking per se, it's tending to, but that's enough. It's the planting the flag of the halachic world. And that's what the Gemara is telling you. The Shita Mekubetzet continues, and he says, "Lefize yesh makom lachat l'Rashi zalmi sefer de Mishnah Senu shever amar shemaria lo kani." So he says, "I can ask on Rashi. I don't understand." Later on, the Mishnah really do seem, as we've seen, to imply that looking doesn't work. Near Shainzu Kavanas Rashi Zal Shiroi Shadakti Kavanas Rashi Zal. So he said, maybe that's not what Rashi means. Shalo Amari, Lo Amar, Lo Ashmin, Shum Tana, Shiomar, Lo Kani Biriya. He didn't say no one said that you can't acquire something by looking. Shim, I Omer, Kash Bavade, Kashalai Safe in the Masnesian, Shomer, Biriya, Lo Kani, Bishalo, Balo, Kinia, Elabriya, Bavad, Shayozer, Hashuva, Kinias, Hagbami, Kinias, Acheros. Right, it does say it later on because right, you can't do it with Riya, you could do it with Hagbah, which is more important, the most important. Of Azman Shaharoa, Gamkin Magbia im Chavero, Vielo Yoser Haraya Leolam Emelacha, Shakola Tanaim Yodu, Mishiesh La Riya, Hu Kone, Velo Hagbah Bilvad. He said, no, maybe Rashi means something totally different. This is from the Maria Buav. Right, so what have we seen so far? We had Rashi, who said, maybe we can entertain as a Havamina that looking by itself works. Tosva says it's not true. But maybe we can entertain the possibility, even the Maskana, right, even in conclusion, that at least when you're crying from Hefker, a low level planting the flag, symbolically, works. Maria Buav says, here's something clever for you. Maybe that's not what Rashi's saying at all. Maybe Rashi is saying, no one thinks that looking is a kinyan. We know it's not. Hagbah is a kinyan. Maybe what Riyah does is it prevents someone else from making a kinyan. You still have to do a kinyan for it to be yours. You have to pick it up. But maybe what the Gemara is saying is looking at something, meaning setting your eyes on something, takes away other people's right to then go and acquire it. It's not yours yet. But it prevents people in the future.
Can't be.
Why?
Because we have a case where the person tells his friend to pick it up.
So that's the... Right, so he just says this is the Havamina. Right? I mean, again, this is not the Maskana, right? But he's saying, maybe that's the Havamina, right? Which the Gemara will then reject. But he said, that's a different way of taking this Havamina, right? Because what do you have? Tosva says there's no Havamina that looking by itself is Kone. The Ritva says there is such a Havamina. Why? Because it's Hefker. Tosa says that's great, but even in Hefker, it doesn't work. Maria Buav says, look, even from Hefker, I'm not willing to accept that Havamina, but what I am willing to accept, and this is another interesting possibility, is that there's two levels to Kinyan. One is making it mine. The other is...
protecting it.
Yeah, right? Is making it that no one else should be able to touch it, right? It's like, you know, this is not a good... This is not really... You know, this is not even a good mashal, so I'm not going to say it. But, right? But... I can make something off limits. It's no. What it is this is a good mashal. What it is what the Gemara in the way I would have said it is what the Gemara says in Kiddushin Nun Tes. There's a sugya called Ani Mahapech Becharara, right? Meaning a poor person is already in pursuit of something, and the halacha is that it's you're not allowed to then jump in and take it from them. It's not that it's theirs yet, but it's just wrong. Someone else is involved in it, and therefore they have rights to it. They have the right to not have you jump in and take it before them. So I would have said, maybe what the Gemara is saying is not that Riyah is a Kinyan. Now again, it rejects it. But maybe the Havamina of the Gemara is that Riyah isn't a Kinyan. It's Ani Mahapech Becharara. It's someone looking at it. It's making it clear that he wants it. And that creates a moral imperative for everyone else to say, take it. Now we reject it. We say it's not true. It says, V'zesha marashis aloshmin shumtan lokan elek ba'agvash. Shekol etunam yodu mishalesh no mitzios. He said, it's not even just seeing lays claim to it. What's the point? The point here is that they both end up holding it. The question is, if both of them are holding it, so they both have equal claim to it from the vantage point of Kenyan, can that little edge that I saw at first... Is that, right, it might even be less. It's not just that it stakes a claim to it. It's that when we have equal claim, because we're both holding it, right, Shaim Oaks and Batalis, the one who saw it first is, right, it's a tiebreaker, right? That's another Nusa, right? He's saying it's not that Riyah is Kone. The Gemara's Havamina is that Riyah is a tiebreaker when everyone did an equal Kinyan, right? So what you have is Rashi, Ritva, who said there was an actual Havamina that you could be Kone Behagba. Again, Maskana is not, Beri'iya. Because it's Hefker, and therefore all you have to do is take it away from someone. Shita Mikubetzet said there was such a Havamina, but the Havamina was that it could be a tiebreaker, meaning in conjunction with Havagba, it could make it other people can't take it, or that I have the upper hand when we both do it. Tosfos says, no, Kinyan is a Kinyan is a Kinyan. But I'm willing to accept that we need lower standards. Limaskana, he said, Re'iyah is pure Re'iyah. Pure Re'iyah is meaningless. But Habata isn't pure Re'iyah. Right? It's not what we said either. Right? It's not that Roa is look and Habata is... that Re'iyah is see and Habata is look, stare. Habata is tend to, look after. And Tosva said, when it comes to after, no one thinks that mere looking or even looking, staring down is a Kinyan. But what we think, even the maskana, what we accept the halacha is, and again, that's what he says in our Gemara in Beitza, is that tending to, at least in Hefker, is a kinyan. Even though it shouldn't be in general, it is here.
Is that what Tosfot's saying? Is it possible? Let's see the case of the person who saw it first and told his friend to go to it. Okay. If the friend did not do just tied something around it, would he have it when the other person saw it first? Or was that...
I think so. It sounds like what Tosfos was saying, both here.
See, right, both in, I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether he's holding that the Habata is part of the Kenyan and the tongue...
Right, so I'm not totally clear. I mean, in Beitza... It's not clear. Habata kone ho'ul mezasek ben gzas.
Right.
But in Bava Metzia it's pretty clear. Habata behefker kani hainu sha'asa maisa. Habata doesn't mean look, it means do. Right? So,
it's habata and he has to do a maisa.
So that's what he says in Beitza. In Bava Metzia he says hainu, meaning habata equals action. Right? Hainu sha'asa maisa koldu. Right? So I think at least the Gemara in Bava Metzia Tosfos means it is an action. What he means in Beitza, I'm not totally sure.
How does Kinyan Chatzer work?
Kinyan Chatzer works through a different mechanism, through Chatzer. Right.
And what if you don't know that your animal, that an animal or a bird came?
Then it doesn't work because that's be Chatzer Meshtemeret.
So does it work with Riyah?
No, it works through Chatzer.
Riyah and Chatzer?
No, just Chatzer.
Even if you don't know, well.
No, it has to be Meshtemeret. It's not Riyah, it's Shmira. And it's a sugya in and of itself. It's a worthwhile sugya, but it's a complicated sugya. Okay. In 10, I give you an article from, I don't know who this guy is, but it was on Asif, Ron Hoffman. Okay. He wrote as follows. He says, Yesh l'shol, madua shereiya techashev kechelek me'akin. And he said, what exactly is the Mari Buav talking about? Right? I mean, the Mari Buav, who entertains the possibility, and maybe this is what Tosfos means, at least in Beitza, as Howie notes, that it's not that seeing works by itself, but it's part of the process. He said, okay, great, but what does that even mean? Kanir'eh, so this is what I said before. There's two stages to Kinyan. Shiyuch, Shlita. Association and control. Maybe seeing associates me with the object. Ani re'iti oto. I saw it first. L'cheinu sheli. So it's mine. Aval yesh la'asot gam pu'ulat hishtaltut al ha'chefetz. You still need to actually take control. Let me give you an example. If you throw your ball so high that you can't get to it, and you give up, and someone else comes with a helicopter and gets it.
Masok is a helicopter.
Yes. Yes, because apparently your arm is so good, right, that you threw it so high that the only way to get it is the helicopter. Okay, naniach that this should happen.
Baseball would be better, right?
You get it, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. So lemia kador shayach, who owns it? Nitan lomar sham nama kador he hayashala by the meishon. Ama mechem and shalom esugal shlod alav gulato paka. You could say that since the ball originally belonged to the first guy, but since he can't get it anymore, he lost his ownership. Kamokim in Yanenu. Lo maspik l'shayyech erachevetz elai. It's not enough to say it's associated with me.
That's different than what
Tavisot
says.
This is Maria Buav.
Right.
This is within Maria Buav. Right. I think you could say something similar by Tosvos.
Right.
Right. But he's saying in the Maria Buav. He's saying, let me explain the Maria Buav.
Right. Okay.
It says Lufize Nitan Lasbir Rashi Nosaf Shuval El Riitia Kodem Sheg Bahatosa. Kavanah's Rashi, ani asid et pulat ha-shiyuch lefanecha. He said, maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. When he says, I saw it, he's not saying it was mine first. But he's saying, I associated it with it first. Ha-uvda shegam atah ra'ita ota achar kach kvar lo to'il, mechevan shachivet shayach li. Et pulat ha-kniya, atah itchalta rak acharei. V'lachen ani abaylim shel ha-metziya. Okay. So we've given a svara for it, why this should work, right? Maybe it makes something associated with you. Maybe it's hefker, and therefore, big deal, right? You don't need to remove it from somebody. Mm-hmm. Here's a question. This is Reb Sobolovsky's question. That's very nice, but give me a pasuk. Meva zeba. It's very nice. You can give all the lumdus in your world. Why should it work? So Reb Sobolovsky said, maybe it's not about hefker, per se, it's about mitzia. Maybe the Gemara in Daf Beis isn't about hefker, it's about mitzia. Why? So he says it's very simple. Because we know that looking, seeing in mitzia by a lost object has halachic significance. How do we know that? Because you look at 11, the pasuk says, V'chein ta'aseh l'chamaro, v'chein ta'aseh l'simlato, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedad, achicha sherdovad mimenu mitzata lo tuchal hita'aleim. If you see your friend's donkey, or his clothes, or anything your friend loses, and you find it, you aren't allowed to hide from it. What does it mean you're not allowed to hide from it? So I just gave you the Rambam summary. What does it mean you can't hide from a lost object? HaMitzvah HaReish Tamechted Hu Shehiz Harnu Mihit Aleim in Aveda Aval Nikacha Uvnachzira Lebala. If you see it, you gotta take it and give it back to its owner. V'omru Yitale Lo Tuchal Hit Aleim. Which means, don't hide from it. Ubisifrei lo tir'ed shorachicha. Don't see it. Meaning what? Mitzvat lo ta'asei. The second you see a lost object and turn away from it, you violate a law. Lalan hu omer ki tivka shoroi v'chal chamarot to'e ha'shev tivino mitzvat ha'asei. So Rav Sobolovsky said, you know what? Okay, I get the svara, but let me give you a pasuk.
Well, it's far-fetched.
What? No, it's a Havamina. Right? I mean, again, there's only within a Havamina. But he said, why would you have thought? He said, let's assume like Rashi. Let's assume like Rashi, that seeing means seeing. Not like Tosfos, it means an action. Not even like Mari Beirav, it means the beginning of a... Why would you think that seeing would be a Kenyan? Or even like Mari Beirav, why would you think that seeing starts the process? Well, he said, because it starts the process of my Chiyav to be Machzeret.
Well, there's only your ownership, though.
No, but that's exactly the point. The case is Anim Mitzasiya. Is talking about a lost object. So what is he saying? If a lost object, if I have to return a lost object,
yeah.
Then when does my chiyuv start? When does my association with the object start?
When you realize.
When I see it.
But that's because you realize that, and you identify that somebody's lost it.
Fine. But he says, if it's a lost
object.
One second, Alan. If it belongs to somebody, meaning if I have to return it, I have to. When does the obligation, meaning when does halacha declare
knowledge
that it's under seeing it?
Well, that's knowledge.
It's a pasuk, lo tir'ed shor achicha, right? Lo tuchal hita'aleim. It's once you see it, right? The Rambam compares it to lo tir'ed shor achicha, right? Seeing. You can say seeing, cognizance. Fine. You see it and are cognizant of it. But that's when halacha imposes an association between you and the object. But that's a lost object that belongs to somebody else. Serb Sobolovsky says, you know why there's a havamina in lost objects? That seeing alone either is a kinyan or, like the Mari Beirav, starts the association. Because if the lost object belonged to somebody else, seeing it would begin the process in which I'm obligated to return it. But if it's a ownerless lost object, then seeing it starts the association to me without the next stage in the process, namely, without the obligation to return it to the owner. So Zalovsky says, it's not just that there's a svara for it, there's actually a good pasuk basis to say that this is true. Again, this doesn't help you for regular hefker, right? You're just saying by a mitziyah, right, where you know that re'iyah is halachically significant. So maybe here as well. Again, it's rejected. The Gemara rejects it. But he's saying there's a good reason, not just misvara, but in the psukim, to say that seeing a lost object would start your process of ownership over it, because that's true. That's true elsewhere.
I thought of the pasuk from God talked to Moshe again before he's going to die. He takes him up to the har. He says, "What he says, Zot Arash of the Tatila, the Hamitza, Dilazarachat Nena, Heriticha Beinecha, Vishama Lotavor. I showed it to you, to your eyes, but you can't go there." He starts by saying that he's actually given it to him.
Ah, so I'm going to skip to what you just said, because I was going to say it at the end. I left that for the end, but now I'm going to skip to it, because you're right. you're not the first person to say it. Baruch Shekivan to the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says exactly that. Meshech Chachma says this is not actually thrown out entirely, right? It's true. Even Lamaskana, there's a value of ownership to Ria. Right, that's what he says. Right, he doesn't focus on Moshe; he focuses on an earlier one, namely on Avram, because it's the same thing, right? Avram. So, if you look at 20, he says, "Yes, this sugya explains Avram or Moshe, for that matter." The land which you see, I'll give it to you and your children. Yitachein ki abata b'hefker kona. Maybe this functions because looking, or whatever looking means, at Hefker works. Since it doesn't belong to anyone else, he said, but weren't there other people there? Right? Both when Avram looked and when Moshe looked. He said, that's true. But Hashem had already promised it to us. So they were only, it was Kinyan Peros. They were allowed to stay there, being time. Kamosha Peros Rashi Reish Praises. That's the first Rashi of the Torah. Right, that God tells you He created the world so that He has the right to take it from wherever He wants and give it to whoever He wants. Meaning, no one else really had power over Eretz Israel. It didn't belong to anybody. And that's why Avram's act was, look at it. And you're right, Moshe is the same thing. Hashem said, look, I'm not letting you go in, but I will allow you to begin the process. I'll let you look. But he said, because there was some control of other people, Hashem said, look at it, that is mishtayichet to you, and then what do you need to do? Walk the land, which is Tosfos. Right? So Meshech Chachma says, both levels existed. He said, look at it, because that begins the process, in conjunction with a minimal act called Hiluch, King and Hiluch, what Gemara and Bava Basra says, Shiyitlu mehem, v'zeh shamar, kumet aleich barz, l'arkal l'rachba, ki l'cha tenena, dayik dafka l'cha, v'ma'ad matzati, v'zeh v'chli yakar. He said, the l'cha, right, he said, the looking at it begins the promise. How are you actually going to take it? Walk. Walking? No, because walking isn't a real kinyan. Right? It's like Tosfos. It's his askus ksas. Right? It's a nominal kinyan. Right? Yeah, but walking isn't a real kinyan. But yes, so that's exactly what it is, right? The Meshech Chachma says, yes, these ideas of re'iyah beginning the process of shayachut, and then a minimal act pushing it over the edge, is exactly what's behind the language of Avram and Moshe and whatever. Shlomo Kluger, I don't know what to do with this, but as long as we're here in 21, explain something else with this, and this I mamish don't get, but I'll put it, and you can do with it what you want. Shlomo Kluger, dan b'masha matzino sheyakov vinu amar im lavan garti v'tarig mitzvah shamarti. Right, Lavan, Yaakov had said, I kept the 613 mitzvahs. V'tzarech lavan, alo amru chazal, ashar b'lo isha, ashar b'lo tar v'lo choma. What do you mean? You can only keep all the mitzvot if you're married. The ketzid yachol Yaakov akan kol tokara lo isha. The tzarech lomar shvem meharega she Yaakov rod Rachel nastid lo isha. Yaakov must have married Rachel by seeing her. Hadayin tzarech lahavin b'men nase l'isha. What do you mean? How do you become somebody's wife by looking at her? Halo lo asa b'shum kinyan. Nam, this just gets weirder, but It's Rosh Hashanah. What do you want?
I understand, but what's the time in here? He came back to me, so he was really...
I don't know. I have no idea what the time is. I don't know what he wants from my life. This is later on. He's already married her. He slept with her. I don't know what... I don't know. But he says, oh, I got it. Haran, the Ran is... There's a weird Ran. The Ran says that the way Kiddushin works is that as a woman is about to get married, she's mafkir herself, and then the husband picks her up from hefker. I don't know what the Ran means.
He doesn't pick her up.
You know, he marries her. He acquires her from hefker. I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means. I have no idea what the words I just said mean. But then, Rosh Hashanah Kluger, Kedarko Bakodesh, right? After I turn the corner, I'll say what Rebbe seems to say about him. But whatever, said, to the Ron says, Kevin Yishim Hefkerit Asma Labala Nasis Hefkerit Din Huda Bata Behefker Kone. Said, oh, so therefore, Yaakov looked at her, and he was Kone. Lefichach b'riyah levad Yaakov rose Rachel rose Rachel as Yaakov the Heinu Riyah Lokit Nasa Rachel Ishto v'chein af ed Leah Rav Hirasa. So he said, I Leah also saw him. Achle Leah chaser hariyah Lokit azu v'chein achle Leah lo ishtal li shali dekach. Said, Leah never really married him, right? He wants to solve the two wife problem. Said, don't worry, Leah didn't really marry him. Why? Because they had to marry each other, and Leah couldn't see, right? Because her eyes were weak. So therefore, her marriage was... She didn't have spiritual sight to marry Yaakov. I don't know. I literally have no idea what I just said.
Is that because all illegitimate children?
I don't know. I have no idea what I just read. But I put it there, and you can do with it what you want.
Listen, don't marry women.
There's one simple answer.
Exactly, right?
There's one simple answer to explain. God. He was a Glitzianer.
He was Rosh Hashanah Kluger. He was Rosh Hashanah Kluger.
He was from Brody.
He was, you know, he was incredible.
Couldn't you say that the Palestinians hold it for Yossi? They hold that there's no king in Riyadh.
Okay. Okay, the Shita Mugvetz in 13 has a different understanding here. And he just says, quoting the Raifid, I mean, he says maybe there really was no Havamin at all, that Re'iyah works. Maybe what happened was we're just worried that people think that Re'iyah works. That was what was going on. I mean, there is no real Havamin that looking is a Kona. It's just that people don't realize that. That's what's going on. The Gemara, it's all miscommunication, right? Halchi Perusho, but Kinan Leli Dibure, Dilma Bereiyah Baal Makam, Ar Mishum Davide Inshad Lomide Chazi Le Amri Metzasiya. Said the problem was people sometimes when they say, I found it first, they mean I saw it first. So we don't give it to him until he clarifies, I took it. So how do we know when he says it's mine that he means I picked it up first? Because he said kula sheli. Right? If he had only acquired it by looking, he couldn't be confident that no one saw it first. Right? The only reason we know he's confident that it's his, and therefore we take him seriously from then on, because he says, Kula Shali. And if it's Kula Shali, because now he can say, if it was just sight, it couldn't be, that he would be so confident, because someone else might have seen it. Okay. Now, who does say that, we'll see one more here. Who does say the difference between looking and staring, and suggest the possibility that staring does work? So this is sort of funny. In the Daf HaLadaf, which is this interesting sefer which comes out of Kol Torah from two massive Talmidei Chachamim. I don't quite understand. They just have, but it's very random. It just quotes like all types of stuff. So they write, Chacham Echad Katav Kovet Sinai.
Which one is it?
In 16.
16.
Right? Somebody wrote. There was a smart guy who suggested the following. Who suggested it? So I looked it up. I'm like, who is this anonymous Chacham that they're not giving a name to? Oh, it's at Sinai. Right? It's at Zerach Raftik. Right? Who was, you know, one of the signers of like the Declaration of Independence in Israel? You know, the you know,
from Moshe.
Yeah, he's very chashuv, very very chashuv. So, anyways,
it's beautiful.
I'm sorry, I gave you two people who said this, 15 and 16. This Ron Hoffman. With this, I guess we'll finish on this next week. We'll take 5 minutes to finish this up and move on. So just let's read Ron Hoffman and Zerach Raftik. We'll do in this. Well, we can do Ror Haftik first. Nearly lahosif hasber ki Rashi mavchin bin Re'iyah ben habata. Re'iyah he akra'it, and I'm lehem v'lo yiru, right? Re'iyah is glancing. lo mamatz miuchad ve'ein ba mishum pu'ulat kinyan sheish bo kedei lakdim en amagbiyad amatziya. That's not real enough to make give it to one person over the other. Masha enkin behabata shabata ba kedei lishmar la'efker. Habata is staring, looking, guarding. Haresh ba gam mishum kfiyut shamat zev v'kach yesh mishum kinyan ve'efker. V'yizeh lo habata mein zeh tikna gam amatziya. Right? So now we come back and we say no. Right? Zerach Barofsky says maybe habata really does work. Right? And the difference isn't maisa, no maisa. The difference is glancing or staring. Right? Staring, intent works. Looking doesn't work. Right? Glancing doesn't work. And Ron Hoffman in 15 as well says, Anu nazbir rashi al piya nachlas David, yeshev del bin ri'el habata, shmira zelorak listakel ala dvua el habitba. Right? It's not, what's the case in Kuf Yud Ches where we say it works? He's guarding it. He's active, right? He's a guard. That's the point. It's an active, intentional looking. Tzarich letroach. You have to be involved. Bekonenu kol hazman, bechavanu kol hazman, shema yavo adam acher v'naseh lignovot. Right? You have to watch it. Make sure no one steals it. Va'idea tirchazu efker niknem. Through this effort you're putting in. Yes, it's only looking, but that's an effort. Gamzek tzakashek l'asad pulam mashid behefker. You're right. You didn't do anything, so it's still complicated. But maybe that's why the Gemara in Kuf Yud Ches says habata works, but ri'ya wouldn't. Nitan lo siv lasbir shemira masbiel kach sheish leachrayer al chivit v'zem mashkem l'kinyan. Or alternatively, it's not just looking, it's not just staring, it's guarding. Because guarding implies responsibility, and responsibility entails ownership. I'll give you a proof. Someone who steals something is responsible for it. It's not really his, but he did something that now gives him responsibility. I mean, there are these middle categories. So what, just to summarize what we've seen is, you have some people who say looking doesn't do anything. Then you have the possibility from Mari Beirav that maybe looking should begin the process, meaning give me a right to it, even though it's not a full kinyan. As the Ritva says, maybe this only works because it's ownerless, and therefore all it needs to do is bring it under my control, but not take it from somebody else. Tosva says, no, even in such a circumstance, looking doesn't work. But looking plus minimal involvement does, again, because it's hefker, because I only need to push it over the edge. The way Ron Hoffman suggests, which is from the end of the way the end of Mari Barev sounds, maybe looking isn't a kinyan at all, it's a tiebreaker. But then you have Ron Hoffman and Zerach Rahavtik that no, maybe looking really does work. So what's the difference between Daf Tes and Beis and Daf Kuf Yud Ches? Glancing doesn't work, but looking with intent works. A, because it's intentional. B, because there's effort involved. And C, because there's responsibility involved. So yes, you didn't do anything physical, but it's not a mere glance. It's a look with intent, and maybe that's why in Kuf Yud Ches we actually have people saying it works, but you have to be medayik. It's not re'iya, which is kone. No one ever had amina re'iya is kone. It's habata. It's that intentional looking, which is kone. And then we just saw the weird things. I won't even mention Rosh Shlomo Kluger again, but the Mishnah Chachmo says that maybe these ideas are behind the Kinyanei Eretz Yisrael that we find that Avram, right, is involved in looking at it, and Hashem draws attention to it, and with Moshe, as Sam pointed out, and the walking, right, it's a combination of looking and minimal actions, which are based on these sugyas to get it moving. Okay, that to be fair, that really is the majority of the sugya.
How do you coin a land?
Okay, next week we'll spend 5 minutes. Meaning, at this point, we've really covered everything. We'll just quickly go through the Rosh, which is Mugwetz's, get the Shmuel, but we'll continue the next sugya.